This is True to the Blue with Josh and
Philip.
We're going to start off talking about the Jaguars game. So what did you see from the Colts that really let us dominate the Jaguars?
Well, first off, I felt like our defense was really good. Gave up like 7 points in the first half, and they had like a second touchdown at the very end. You know, both teams weren't really trying that hard, and just, yeah. But the running game was also really good. Running game has kind of like declined over the past few weeks, I feel like, ever since we started off really strong. We had 2 100-yard rushers, first time in franchise history. O-line was playing really good up front. Jacoby Brissett didn't really have a great game, but he really didn't need to. But I feel like the Colts were going to have to attack the Texans in a different way with T.Y. Hilton possibly coming back, and I don't know about Funchess.
Yeah, I think the running game was definitely the biggest part that really let us come out and put a big advantage on the Texans. With the Texans coming up, what do you think we're going to need to do to beat them?
Score more points in them.
Obviously. So what do you think is like the biggest key to winning the game?
Getting pressure on Deshaun Watson and not letting him connect downfield with the big-time receivers he has. And also on offense, finding a good balance. If they start to find an answer for our running game, which they rely on like not to because they're, you know, up front, they're kind of hurt with J.J. Watt out and trading Clowney this offseason. And, you know, Clowney, he was a big part in that run-stopping unit. And in the secondary, we can attack them there, too, I feel like, because they have a lot of people in their secondary out this week, including Justin Reed. They got Lonnie Johnson Jr., Mike Adams is said. And they got some guys questionable, like Bradley Roby and Tayshaun Gibson. And if all those guys don't play, they're going to look like the Colts did against the Chiefs, and it won't be pretty.
Well, you said that the secondary for the Texans is all beat up, but then again, the receiving core for the Colts is really beat up right now, and our star T.Y. Hilton is out. Well, possibly might not play.
Well, he's probably going to play.
He could play, but there's always a chance he might not. Devin Funchess might not play.
I haven't even seen him in the injury reports. This is confusing because he's not, like, questionable, like out. Like, I don't even know where his status is at, and I look it up, and there's, like, nothing to be found. But T.Y., he went through the walkthrough yesterday. I feel like he's probably going to play. But if not, Zach Pascal, I feel like he'll have a big game against that, you know, that secondary that's decimated. And I feel like we can dominate in the run game. He has Jordan Wilkins. He's really underrated. Him and Jonathan Williams, I think, will tear it up. And on the defensive side of the ball, I feel like we'll be just fine if we get that pressure.
Yeah, Darius Leonard needs to have a good game because they have a really good run attack that the Texans do. If they can stop their running backs, keep Deshaun Watson in the pocket, don't let him run, I think we can definitely win this game.
Yeah, Pierre Desir, his matchup on DeAndre Hopkins will be huge. We'll see how, you know, how mobile he is after sustaining an injury the past few weeks. If Will Fuller doesn't play, that would be great for us. With Kenny Stills, I feel like Kenny Moore would be a good matchup. Kari Willis is out, so Clayton Gathers and George Odom are both going to have to step up, but they're more than capable. They both started plenty of games and have plenty of talent. Malik Hooker should also be locking it up over top. I could see him having a big game with a lot of breakups. Linebacking core, I feel like Anthony Walker and Leonard will both have a bunch of tackles. And left side of the line, we'll probably like third left side, Laremy Tunsil. I feel like it'll hold up, but I think we'll really get after him from that right edge.
Yeah, I think our tight ends are going to need a big game. They're going to have to step up a lot and help generate for our offense. All right, so obviously we're first place in the AFC South right now.
Yeah.
So do you think we'll be able to keep that by winning tonight and continue on and win the division throughout the season?
Well, I definitely feel like if we win tonight that we'll have, you know, that spot locked down, because looking at the schedule after this, I feel like the only team we'll probably lose to is the Saints. And that's not even a guaranteed loss because of how good we are. But if we, you know, if we lose, on the other hand, that's a whole different picture. We definitely probably won't win the division because the Texans are probably not going to lose against any other division opponents. And I'm not sure what their schedule is, but I'm sure
they still have the Patriots.
Yeah, that'll probably be a loss. I mean, the Ravens and they are pretty much the only team in the AFC I feel like can match up with them. Maybe the Colts, but I don't feel like the Texans are there yet. Especially with, you know, the whole system that they have. Like, their defense is already so good. And I feel like they'll, you know, dice them up on offense. With that being said, if we lose and are put into a wild card situation, I feel like we'll definitely, I mean, if we win out after this game, I feel like we'll be all right. But, you know, it's kind of scary because the Steelers and the Raiders both have the tiebreaker over us, and they're both in contention. So it'll be interesting to see. It'd be really disappointing if we don't make it, but we'll see.
Obviously, the Colts have had a tough year so far with Andrew Luck retiring and stuff. What do you think has been the key factor in, like, keeping this team together and allowing them to be able to be first place in their division right now?
I feel like, you know, that retirement kind of helped him in a way because it kind of, you know, hey, you got, like, coming into the season instead of, like, oh, we got, like, top five quarterback. You know, like, hey, guys, we all got to work as a unit, work hard, work together. And I think that brought the team closer. And Reich's doing a really good job coaching and, you know, making his players have belief in him and what he does. And I feel like that was a key.
This has been True to the Blue. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great rest of your day.